Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, July 26, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. A new way to download music and videos to your iPod while traveling. HP wants to be more like Apple. A promotion that is giving away 10 million iTunes samplers. And a story that explains why the iPod has everything to do with business. You will soon be able to download videos and music from iTunes at an airport. Australian hardware and software developer 22Moo has begun development on Pod Buffet, a cost-effective iTunes kiosk the company wants to make available in airports, hotels, and shopping centers. Currently, the prototype will be powered by an Apple Intel-based Mac Mini running a 15-inch TFT touchscreen with virtual keyboard software, a wireless internet connection, and a customized application for timed access to iTunes. The Pod Buffet iTunes kiosk will also feature multiple dock connectors and a female USB and FireWire port for older iPods and Shuffle owners. Do you remember the underwear commercials that said, "I want to be like Mike"? Well, now it seems that everyone wants to be like Apple. A Saturn car dealership has transformed its showroom to look more like an Apple store. Companies like Microsoft and Dell are working hard to come up with a digital media player that can come close to the popular iPod. And now, Hewlett-Packard is hoping to be more like Apple with their sleek new advertising campaign. According to the New York Times, following last year's hiring of Satyajit Chahil, who was a former marketing executive at Palm, Sony, and Apple, Hewlett-Packard has launched a new viral marketing campaign. It's called Fingerskills.tv. It showed what appeared to be a close-up video of a man's hand on a desk using two fingers to perform soccer tricks with a wadded-up paper ball. The report claims that it attracted more than 180,000 unique visitors to the site and prompted widespread discussion on blogs and moved imitators to create their own fingerball videos and post them on the web. If you visit the site now, a note states, "In case you haven't realized already, this site is brought to you by HP." This is all a part of a new global campaign that aims to bring HP's machines up to par with the coolness more commonly associated with Apple. A new promotion is taking place in the United States as 10 million 25-song iTunes samplers will be giving away under a new promotion. According to Macworld UK, Apple's working with a social networking service Facebook to offer the new back-to-school promotion. For the next 10 weeks, Facebook will be giving away 1 million 25-song music samplers from iTunes, and each iTunes music sampler will feature selected songs from a different genre, ranging from alternative to rock, hip-hop to dance and electronica. Chief Operating Officer at Facebook, Owen Van Natta, said, "iTunes is the most popular digital music service in the world, and we're always striving to provide people with the things they care most about." He said that downloading music is an integral part of our lives. According to the report, Facebook users will also have access to Apple's education discount throughout the year. What does the iPod have to do with business? Just about everything, according to a story from Qs.com. The article states, "Within the blink of an eye, it has become the most successful new product in history, touching almost everything. It has literally taken the world by storm." It notes, "What has made the iPod so successful is its incredibly brilliant insights, the design that sets it apart, the size and how it works. Although it's a very complicated device, it's extremely easy to use." The article then discusses different points to why the iPod has everything to do with business. For instance, a total customer focus. Apple recently joined the top 5 list of customer satisfaction. The Genius Bar is available at all Apple retail stores and offers free advice and information. On top of that, there's a learning center. The Apple Store doubles as entertainment, and that sells. The article concludes by saying, "When Steve Jobs introduced the iPod in 2001, he said, 'Listening to music will never be the same.' It may have been more appropriate for him to say, 'Life will never be the same.' And that's the test for any business." For those of you living in New York, there are 2 free seminars that have been announced. Ray Robertson of Scripting Matters will be leading an introductory seminar, Automating Adobe Creative Suite 2 with AppleScript, will be offered Wednesday, August 9th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. The second event offers intermediate-level coverage with AppleScript and InDesign, Photoshop, and Illustrator applications. That will be offered Thursday, August 10th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Register quickly because space is limited and registration is required for the events hosted at Adobe Customer Briefing Center in Manhattan. Coming up, one NFL team has realized the importance of podcasting. I'll tell you more about it when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. GarageBand.com has announced that it has raised $2.5 million in equity financing from Colsa Ventures, as well as from individual investors. According to BizJournals.com, the company is testing a new music-oriented social network designed for iTunes users, from which it hopes to generate revenue. David Whedon is one of the individual investors and is also a new Colsa partner who joined in 2006. And MTV co-founder Bob Pittman is also an investor who is now on the GarageBand.com's advisory board. Apple has updated its hot deal site, and here's a few of the special offers. Club Mac has deals on wide variety Mac-compatible software and hardware products, including Daylight 3 for $126 US, Beelight Software for $35, Adobe Design Bundle, which includes 13 DVDs and 4 CDs for $1,999. Check out hotdeals.apple.com/clubmac/index.php for more details. J&R Computer World has details on a variety of Mac-compatible hardware and software, including World of Warcraft for $36, Civilization IV from Aspyr for $49, Samsung 19-inch widescreen Sync Master for $329 after a $40 mail-in rebate, and there's more, so you can get all the details at hotdeals.apple.com/jandr/index.php. And Mac Mall has deals as well, including the 20-inch multi-sync 20WM GX2 LCD display TV from NEC for $769, Internet Cleanup 4 from Allume Systems for $29, Print Explosion for $385, and there is more on that as well. Check out hotdeals.apple.com/macmall/index.php for more information. IO Magic Corporation has announced that it has expanded its mobile storage lineup with the release and shipment of its 40GB Data2Go portable hard disk drive. This is a USB 2.0 external 2.5-inch disk drive. According to the company, it offers the additional storage space needed for mobile consumers that want to carry large quantities of photos, music, video, or documents with them wherever they go. The new drive also features a maximum transfer rate of up to 480 megabytes per second. Extensis is now a universal binary as it has released a free update to Portfolio 8, the latest version of its digital asset management solution line. The free update supports Portfolio Single User, Client, Server, NetPublish, NetPublish for Server, SQL Connect, and Browser. The Director of Product Management for Extensis, Martin Stein, has said, Extensis welcomes Apple's move to Intel and has already successfully enabled our Suitcase Fusion product to work within an Intel-based Mac computing environment. He said releasing this UA version of the entire Portfolio 8 product family was a logical next step for Extensis to support its customer base and provide leading technology solutions for creative professionals. If you're a San Diego Chargers fan, you can now listen to their podcasts. Monday, July 24th was their first installment. It discussed contract terms and it had an exclusive press conference with Chargers head coach Marty Schottenheimer as he talked about training camp with the local media. It is not known if the podcast will be daily, weekly, or monthly yet, but a note on their official website stated that as the podcasts get better, more of them will be released. Well, I checked back there today, and there is a new one out there, so it sounds like they're going to be doing this quite frequently. So teams are now using podcasting to interact with their fans. This is another way of podcasting is becoming widespread among the sports world. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.